What's most important in our lives is always changing, morphing, shifting. Usually, it happens so slowly that we don't even realize we've changed. But sometimes it happens in an instant, one moment that knocks us over and turns our world upside down. One moment that makes the last feel like a lifetime ago. As Hilda unloads crates of produce on Proxima Centauri B, she can't even remember why stealing it was even important in the first place.
Get this fucking cargo off my ship.
All she can think about is her wife. Her wife who's been arrested. Her wife who's been arrested because of her.
I thought it was precious cargo.
Kid, this is not the time.
Fuck you. Move faster. Sam, did I accidentally program you to be slow as fuck?
Don't be too mean to her, Cap. I think she has feelings now.
I don't give a shit. Is that the last of it?
I believe so.
Good. I'll be back. At some point. Maybe.
Wait, where do you think you're going?
To save my wife.
By yourself?
Duh. I have to break into the lunar base, which is the last place any pirate should be going willingly. I'm not dragging any of you into this mess I created.
Okay, how is any of this your fault? Your wife is the one who got herself arrested.
I already told Absalon this, but I guess you all should know. My wife, she's an agent.
Dear Hawks.
Like, agency agent?
Yes, and she's been protecting me. Protecting us. That's why they arrested her.
Well, if she's been protecting all of us, then we should certainly all go get her.
No, you didn't ask for this. I'm going alone, and that's final.
No, we love you.
I don't have time to deal with whatever is going on with you right
now. You are our family. Astra is your family, so she is our family, too.
She's right. You cannot deny it.
Thank you. I have a plan.
Belinda makes her way down a drab lunar base hallway that's seen better days. She stops outside a yet-to-be-labeled door, composes herself, then knocks. Without waiting for a response, she enters.
The prisoner is in the interrogation room, Captain.
Ah, Agent Perez. Thank you.
Really? That's the voice you're going with? You know I've heard your real one.
Oh, whatever, Carl. I'm trying to be profesh. We both know that's like totally your shit, so don't even try to come for me.
Let's just get this over with.
Fine.
Ah, I see they're going for the old face the people you betrayed and endangered tactic. Well, I'm glad. I want you both to know I never wanted to lie to you, and I'm sorry I got you entangled in this whole mess. I hope it hasn't hurt your careers. You're both excellent agents.
Don't worry about us. Tommy actually got promoted.
Hey, that's classified information.
No, it's not.
Well, regardless, it was my news to share.
Wow. Congrats, Captain Thompson. I know you'll do great.
You really think so? I mean, of course I will. Enough chit-chat. Tell us everything you know about the spider.
No.
What?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you anything, so you might as well not waste any more time and just get started on all the paperwork for my booking. That shit's going to take you forever.
But you have to talk.
No, I don't.
It's true, she doesn't.
Gah, Agent Perez, you are not helping.
I'm sorry, I just wasn't sure if you were aware that that's factually and legally true. She does not have to speak with us.
Obviously, I'm aware of that. I meant she has to talk, cause we're going to make her.
Right. Speaking of the law, where is her lawyer?
Oh, I don't need one. Because I'm not going to talk. Hey, don't stress. You're doing great.
Don't patronize me. Okay, Captain Astra, here's what we're going to do.
Captain Thompson, the Prime Minister is on the line for you.
This isn't over. Belinda, Just wait here and do nothing. I'll be right back.
Yes, Captain.
How are you doing, Perez?
I've been better.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, really? You get it. You get what it's like to have a captain who ended up not only protecting, but being married to the one person she was meant to take down. And you get having your idiot partner get a promotion over you because his mother is the fucking prime minister. I didn't realize my situation was so universally relatable.
I deserve that. For what it's worth, I agree. You totally deserve that promotion.
Thanks. I'm not gonna help you break out of here, just so you know.
I know. I don't want to break out anyway.
You're seriously just gonna go to prison without a fight?
I am.
In his new shoebox-sized office, Tommy prepares to speak to his mother.
Hi, Mother. Look who's a leader now. Yeah, fuck you, you silly old twat. Here he is, boys. Here he is, world. Here's Tommy.
A mysterious stain on the wall across from his desk distracts him. Although the lunar base is the primary hub for the agency, it's often in disrepair. The government certainly has the knowledge and resources to terraform the moon and update the base, but they choose not to, simply because it would ruin the aesthetic of it for the people of Earth.
Oh, science, she's right. I'm just a stain on the wall. Nobody wants me here, but they can't get rid of me. Oh, I don't belong. No. No. I am Tommy fucking Thompson. I am that bitch. Captain Tommy Thompson speaking.
Yes, I heard the good news. Congratulations.
I would say I told you so, but I'm not that much of a petty bitch. Oh, wait. Yes, I am. Told you fucking so, Mother. You can stop underestimating me now.
You should be thanking me. I only push your buttons because I know it will help you succeed.
I honestly don't even know what to say to that.
Thank you, naturally. But of course a mother's job is so thankless. Well, regardless, I'm proud of you.
You are?
Oh, you make me out to be such a monster. Of course a mother is proud of her son getting a promotion. I just hope you're taking it seriously. There's only so far my influence can take you. You're going to have to learn to stand on your own two feet eventually.
What are you talking about? I earned this promotion myself.
Of course you did. I'm just saying, it will look very bad for me if you don't live up to the standard everyone will expect from you as my son.
I'm fully aware of that, Mother.
Good. Then you'll have the spider's whereabouts for us by the end of the day, yes?
I'm not sure when.
Thomas, there is only one possible answer to that question.
Yes.
Good boy.
I don't even like you right now, and I think you're making a huge mistake.
She's my wife, Belinda.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. You were going to tell me where the fuck that little wife of yours is!
Whoa, Tommy, I thought we were past the whole screaming at suspects thing.
That's captain to you, Agent Perez. Why are you trying to protect her anyway? Don't tell me you're gonna flip sides, because poor little Belinda didn't get the promotion she wanted. Too bad. You need to accept that you're a follower. That's just the type of person you are.
That's enough.
No! You know what's enough, Astra? You're bullshit.
You think I'm bullshitting you?
Yes, because even though you're a treacherous bitch, you're not stupid. You know all about Mont. Or do I need to remind you? See, here's how it's gonna go. First, you'll be stripped of everything you own, everything you are, everything that makes you, you. Then, once you've been thoroughly humiliated, you'll be shoved in a tiny cell with another inmate who will probably already hate your guts because they know exactly who you are. You're the person who puts away pirates like them. Hell, you may even have a hand in landing them there. Sure, you've helped one pirate, but the rest won't give a shit. To them, you'll still be a filthy agent. Of course, word of your arrival will spread like wildfire, and pretty soon all your biggest fans will know you're there. People like the Gull and the Hammerhead. Yes, they'll be thrilled to see you. So thrilled, they'll hunt you down like the scared little animal you are. And that will be that. The end of your sad, pathetic existence. But we both know you can avoid all that. Get a nice cushy life in protective custody. And all you have to do is tell us where the spider is.
That was cute. No, really. I'm proud of you. You're really finding your feet with this whole interrogation stuff. It's just that you're trying it on the wrong bitch. You see, I'm madly in love. It's not just any love. It's a travel galaxies just for one kiss kind of love. A face my own demons to be better for her kind of love. A die trying to save her kind of love. But you wouldn't understand that. No, of course you wouldn't, because you've never been in love. And what's worse, you've never been loved. Not even by your own mother. Oh yeah. I saw the way you were with her. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what kind of relationship you two have. You'll never be enough for her. And you're terrified you'll never be enough for anyone, so you don't even try. Then, when things get tough, you do exactly what she does. Take it out on everyone around you. It doesn't have to be that way. You know that. You can have the kind of love I have, the kind of love you desperately want. And I want you to know, and even after all this, I still truly hope you do.
Don't try to empathize with me. You're the one who has the wrong bitch. Wish whatever niceties you want on me. I'll still send you to your death and sleep soundly the night that I do, which looks like the path we're heading down. Let me just ask you one last question, though. I'll admit, I applaud your drama. Dying for your wife. How Shakespearean. Love that for you. But would she do the same for you?
Of course Hilda would die for Astra. There was never any question about that.
Shit! Belinda, stay here. Watch her. And don't do anything stupid.
Woo-hoo! Take that, fucker!
Well done, Captain. They'll be trying to get the rainbow dye out of all this moon rock for ages.
I detect that we have drawn the 94.345% of the security team to this location. All other personnel are being sent into lockdown until further investigation.
Perfect. Eps, you have the mini droids, right?
Of course.
I do not like this. Those are my siblings.
Sam, we've gone over this. They're nothing like you. They're simple, single-function droids. There's no way they could develop feelings like you have.
If I had the capacity, I would roll my eyes at you.
Hey, now's not the time, young robot. Stay focused on the mission. Mipsy, it worked. The plan is a go. I'll meet you at the rendezvous spot as soon as I can.
Copy that, Captain.
Sam, let's go. Yun, Epsilon, be careful, and thank you again. If I'm not back at the ship by 0100, then leave and don't look back.
Captain.
No arguments this time, Eps. I love you. I love you all. Thank you for being my family. Tell Mips I'm sorry we didn't get to run that heist on Mars. She'll know what I mean.
Hilda and Sam leave Epsilon and Yen to unleash a small army of miniature droids, programmed to destroy, distract, and disperse. Hilda came up with the idea when thinking back on her trip to Earth. They should be enough to keep the agency busy while Hilda does what she really came here for. To save her wife.
Unknown android detected. Armed security is on its way.
Warning. Unknown android detected. Armed security is on its way. Warning.
Shut up.
Nice one. You're going to be saying that a lot tonight, Lunar Base. Okay, Sam. Scan for Astra's biosignature.
I do not detect her, Captain.
I know there's a lot going on with you right now, and I promise we will figure it out. But now is not the time to fuck with me. We have a mission to accomplish, and guards are about to be on our asses.
I am not fucking with you. You always think everything is about you.
Hey, I did not program you to speak to me that way. Can we please talk about this when we get back to the ship and just focus on saving my goddamn wife and not dying in the process?
Fine.
Thank you. Now, is there anything else you can tell me about this place that might help us find Astra? I hope we're not too late.
There's an entrance to a basement, but my scanners cannot penetrate its lead lining.
That has to be where she is. Let's go.
I assume your wife will be here any minute now.
Unfortunately, you're probably right.
Why, unfortunately?
I asked her not to. She'd better have a damn good plan. I'm gonna kill her if she gets arrested too. It only needed to be me.
You really would die for her, huh?
Is that so crazy? I mean, clearly she would do the same for me. She's the one who set off that bomb. That's exactly what she's risking right now.
It's not crazy. I think I'm just jealous or something.
I understand. I was the same way. I think we all are until suddenly it happens. And then all of the songs and poems and mushy stuff makes sense.
I hope it does happen for me.
It will. Don't worry. You're a...
Hey, babe. Need a ride?
Astra! I am so happy to see you!
You're... A what now?
I'll explain later. I think she's going through some sort of robot puberty. Anyway, let's get out of here.
No one move or I'll shoot.
Don't be stupid. Sam may be slightly on the fritz, but she can still knock that laser blaster out of your hands faster than you can blink.
All activity in this room is being recorded. You don't want to reveal how your robot works, do you?
What?
Oh, we are not afraid of the agency. The spider has the best tech in the galaxy.
Aw, thanks, babe. But I'm still confused.
I'm sorry, Belinda. Good luck with everything. Sam, do your thing. Thanks for coming to get me. What's the escape plan?
Warning! There is an unknown human life form approaching.
Fuck. Just one?
Yes.
Good. Can you handle it?
Shh.
Astra! Hilda! I know you're both here. Come out! I just want to chat.
Shit. It's Tommy.
So? Let's go!
I really pushed his buttons when he was interrogating me. Just feel bad. His mom is a real piece of work.
Again? I ask, so? He's a grown man. He can deal with this drama like everyone else.
Your plan really was clever, so don't feel too bad it all ends here. Really? It's quite cute you'll both get booked together. Talk about relationship goals. And even better, you're helping me accomplish one of my goals. Taking you two down. Damn it! I was sure they were here. Ow! Fuck! Fuck! Ooh, science! Fucking damn it!
As Tommy curses his luck and the wall, Astra, Hilda, and Sam escape out an emergency exit, which Sam managed to detect. They come across a deserted moon rover, which gives Hilda an idea. She sends Sam along, so she and Astra can drive the rover back to the Marid.
Mipsy, come in.
I'm here, Cap.
Did Apps and Yun get back safely?
Yes, they're here. Everything go okay on your end?
Smooth as butter. Sam should be at the ship shortly. Astra and I are coming on a rover I swiped. Thought it might come in handy. Be there in a bit.
Roger that.
Why are we stopping?
To enjoy the view. Look.
Oh. Wow. I was so focused on getting out of here, I didn't even notice. I can't believe humans used to only live there.
They were so lucky. It's gorgeous. Even with all those damn domes.
Yeah. But it's still got nothing on you. With or without domes.
What, my domes?
No, you know what I mean.
Astra?
Yeah?
Is this what you want? It's okay if it isn't.
What do you mean?
I mean, do you really want to give up your career and run away with me? Because you don't have to.
I'm not so sure I have a choice at this point. What are they going to say? Oh, you enabled our most wanted pirate to run around the galaxy and commit crimes while you were supposed to be tracking her down, and then you busted out of the lunar base when you got caught? No worries. We'll just expunge all that from your record.
There's a way it could work.
What's this?
Handcuffs.
You're giving me really mixed signals right now.
No, I brought them because I wanted you to know that you have a choice. That you will always have a choice with me. That I would sacrifice anything and everything to give you the world.
Hilda.
Take me back. Tell them it was all your genius plan that took years to concoct. They're idiots. They'll believe you. Or they won't. But they won't care because you just brought them their most wanted pirate.
You didn't let me finish. I was gonna say, Hilda, you are the most amazing woman I have ever met, and I have no fucking clue what I did to deserve you. Yes. I want to run away with you. You were right about the agency. I'm done. Let's save lives your way.
God, I love you.
I love you too.
Where's Hilda? I'm so bored. My part was over like a million years ago. I want to go.
Hey, now you know how I feel. Stay in the ship, Mips. Be ready to go, Mips. The same crap every time.
It is taking them longer than it should. I hope they didn't run into trouble.
Should I go search for them?
I think that's them.
Captain, we were getting worried about you.
Well, we're here now. And I want to introduce you all to our newest crew member. This is the amazing, the incredible, the illustrious Captain Astra Jones. She hails from the distant and mysterious Proxima Centauri B colony, is a decorated former ICIA agent, and is almost as smart as Epsilon.
I don't know about that.
I know you all will love her as much as I do. Please give her a warm welcome.
Yes!
Ha-ha! Yay! Well done!
Thank you.
So are we supposed to call her Captain? Because you're Captain.
We'll figure it out. We need to get out of here.
While the crew of the Marid celebrate a successful mission and a new member, Tommy seethes in his office. On his air screen, the security clip of Astra, Hilda, and Sam escaping just as he was about to catch them plays on a loop. He swirls a stiff drink in a crystal glass.
Hello.
How could you be so fucking useless? I gave you one simple task.
Mother, I...
Don't. There is no excuse. Fix this!
I'll bring them in. No matter what it takes. I promise.
You better make good on that promise. Or I swear to God, you will be disowned from this family.
Have Copernicus 17 ready in 15 minutes, and get me Perez.
Find out what happens next when Starcrossed returns. Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 9, Endings and Beginnings Part 2, was written by C.Y. Hui, with performances by Samar Alshams, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Mason Greer, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Sailor Scott, Stephanie Taylor, and Pin Young. Executive producers C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by Grace Alba Smith. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Knoss.